Have you ever seen this happen on Amazon? You're searching for a Bluetooth speaker, same brand, same model, same specs, but you see two listings. One is 400 rupees more expensive, and strangely, it's selling better. Why does that happen? Ever wondered? Hi, I'm Gitika, and welcome to Revenue Expert Insider. This is the podcast where we uncover smart, simple ways to grow revenue in hospitality without needing complicated tools or fancy jargons. Revenue Expert Insider, come on and let's go. Revenue Expert Insider, gonna help you to grow. Revenue Expert Insider, more to see, more to know. Revenue Expert Insider, Revenue Expert Insider. Let's go back to that Bluetooth speaker for a second. The more expensive listing, it's got 4.8 stars. Reviews say that it arrived fast, was well packed, and came from a trusted seller. Now look at the cheaper one. It has 3.9 stars, and those reviews, they complain about late delivery, damaged boxes. So, even though the product is exactly the same, the experience is different. And that difference, that's what makes people choose the pricier one. Because when people purchase online, they are not just buying a product. They are buying trust. And that trust is shaped by reviews. Now, here's something I want you to think about. If Amazon sellers can use reviews to sell confidently and price higher, why can't hotels do the same? Let's be real. A lot of hotels in the same area offer similar things. A clean room, Wi-Fi, breakfast. But still, some get booked faster. Some charge more. Why? Because of the story that guests see online. A story told through reviews. Let me tell you about someone who learned this firsthand. Her name is Meera Kapoor. She runs a 10-room boutique hotel in Udaipur. It's a beautiful place, charming decor, lake views, and rooftop where you'd want to sip a chai forever. But 6 months after opening, bookings were low. She had great photos, fair prices. Still, guests weren't showing up. One night, she looked at her TripAdvisor page. She found a review that said, "Beautiful hotel, but no hot water. Tried calling, no one picked up. Felt a bit abandoned." That review was 3 months old and it had been marked helpful multiple times. Then she searched her hotel on Google. Her rating, 3.4 stars. Right around the corner, a no-frills guest house had a 4.6 star rating. It was often full and it was charging 700 more per night. Just imagine. That's when it hit her. It wasn't about the building, it was about perception. So she made a change. She trained her staff, fixed the hot water issue, added a basic breakfast tray. But the real game changer, she asked for reviews. She added a polite note in every room, sent thank you messages after checkout with a link to leave a review. And she rewarded her staff whenever they got a shout out in a 5-star review. She replied to every review, old, new, even the vague ones. Always warm, always sincere. And you know what happened next? Her Google rating jumped from 3.4 to 4.2. Her average room rate went up to 5,100 rupees. Occupancy rose from 40% to 68%. And direct bookings started flowing in again. She didn't change the hotel. She changed how people saw it. And this works everywhere. We all do it. We choose restaurants, products, even shampoos based on stars and reviews. So if that works for a 300 rupee shampoo bottle, imagine what it can do for a 5,000 rupee hotel room. Hotels offer so much more than just a bed. They offer comfort, care, memorable experiences. And reviews, they are how future guests decide whether to trust you or not. So here's one simple step for this week. Search your hotel online. Read your last 5 reviews. What's the story they're telling? And what's one small thing you can do to make that story better? Thanks for tuning in to Revenue Expert Insider. I'm Gitika, and I'll see you in the next episode where we keep turning insights into income. Take care.